Region Healthcare's Health and Wellness Show, where we feature news and information you can use to live a healthier life. I'm Katie Johnson, your host, and my guest today is Randy Wicklund. She is a DNP who is joining our medical staff in the ear, nose, and throat, ENT. I'll take a stab at it. Otolaryngology.
Yep, perfect.
I got it.
Perfect.
That big hard word. Department, and joins us today to introduce herself to our listeners and our community and get to know a little bit more about you and your practice. So thanks for joining me.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, it turns out you're not a stranger to Lake Region Healthcare.
I'm not.
Yeah, and we're so happy that as you've advanced your education and your medical degree that you're choosing to continue being here with us. But let's just start with hearing your background story.
Yeah.
Tell us where you kind of started out and how you got to where you are today.
I'm a Fergus Falls native. I was born at Lake Region years ago. I was a 2004 graduate from Fergus Falls High School and did my undergraduate at the University of Mary in Bismarck. And then started my nursing career in the cardiac care unit at what was then Merit Care. Transitioned over to Sanford. But quickly after starting in that, I realized my love for emergency medicine and transitioned into emergency medicine. I then worked at St. Alexis in Bismarck for 10 years and just felt a real calling, and I worked in their quality improvement, their evidence-based practice committees, to really ensure that we were, you know, doing the best we can for emergency medicine. And while there, I got board certified in emergency medicine as a certified emergency nurse. And then I just felt a calling to come back to Fergus. So on my way back, I stopped at Ascension in Fargo for a short bit, but then landed here at Lake Region, and I've been loving it ever since.
Awesome. You've been in our emergency department.
Yes.
Serving as an ER nurse, and then somewhere along the way decided you wanted to pursue your NP degree.
Yeah.
How did that go?
You know, I have always loved nursing, and part of me was just kind of at a point where it was, what more can I do? What more can I do for these patients? Mm-hmm. You know, I've been board certified in emergency medicine, and I've, you know, worked in emergency medicine for 16 years now. How else can I further my patient care? And getting my doctor of nursing practice through the University of Mary was that next step.
And what was it about being an NP that was really appealing to you, in addition to being able to do more? What is it about?
You know, I have really just been focused on patient care and patient-centered care. And being a nurse practitioner allows me to kind of hone in that focus a little bit more. You know, as a bedside nurse, you're very much focusing your energy on a patient. But then being able to be the provider to, you know, make the decisions and work with the patient to make those decisions, you know, that was kind of the next step that really kind of made me want to go, I need to go there.
Yeah, it is a special partnership. What about choosing ENT as the specialty for starting your practice here?
Yeah, so obviously I've been in emergency medicine for a long time, and you'd think, why are you not going to emergency medicine? But I worked with a lot of physicians throughout my career, and some of the best physicians that I worked with were the ear, nose, and throat physicians. I had one of my emergency physicians I worked with was very passionate about ENT emergency care. And he really taught all of us how to manage nosebleeds really well and, you know, airway management really well when it comes to, you know, tonsillar issues. And then I've worked closely with some of the ENT providers that would come into the emergency department, and, you know, being able to help ENT in that way really made me just kind of say, I need to focus some of this jack of all trades energy into one.
Definitely will give you some focus,
mm-hmm.
and certainly is a need of so many people.
Yeah,
you obviously had choices too about where you were going to decide to practice once you got your doctor of nursing practice. Mm-hmm. What was it that made you decide, I want to stay at Lake Region?
Lake Region is Fergus, and Fergus is home. You know, my family is all here. Even when I lived in Bismarck, Fergus always felt home. Mm-hmm. You know, I would come back to Fergus every couple of months, and going back to Bismarck felt like I was just going on vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Fergus always felt like home, and it really hit home when I came back to the ED here. You know, when I was making that transition from Essentia to Lake Region, coming into Lake Region, it was almost like, this is where I was supposed to be. This mm-hmm. is where my practice is supposed to develop.
You just feel at home here.
Yeah.
It's your people, your community.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're so glad.
Yeah.
You've talked a lot about the patient being at the center mm-hmm. of your care. What is it that's really important to you when you think about truly providing patient-centered care
yeah.
and what you want patients to know they can yes. expect when they see
yes.
you?
Patient-centered care, I think, is the goal for most providers, but I think every patient needs to be met with compassion and empathy. The University of Mary really sets up their undergraduate nurses and their graduate NPs because they really educate on patient-centered care through the Benedictine values. And one of the Benedictine values that they really hit home on is the rule of Benedict number 53, hospitality. And they describe hospitality as letting all be received as Christ. So making sure that no matter who it is that comes into your department, no matter who it is that comes into your office, your ER, your waiting room, anybody, they need to be met with warmth and attentiveness and compassion.
Mm.
And I think, you know, every patient deserves feeling like they are being listened to.
Mm. That is a powerful example to follow, that warmth and compassion
mm-hmm.
and what everyone deserves to feel.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is exceptional. Tell us a little bit more about what you will be doing in your clinic practice, maybe some of the conditions you'll be expecting to diagnose and treat in your practice.
Yeah, we'll be doing your typical ear, nose, and throat things, anywhere from cleaning out the ear canals to eustachian tube dysfunction, you know, the popping in the ears, why does my ear feel full, those sorts of things, to taking care of recurrent nosebleeds. You know, Dr. Karim Najad is actually board certified in facial plastics reconstruction, and he does skin cancer reconstruction surgeries, and we do a lot of biopsies for oral cancers. And so I think what he and I will have is a really great team that can focus on your general ENT, I'm going to clean your ears today,
mm-hmm.
to his, let's take care of this cancer.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought up Dr. Karim Najad,
the
physician in the mm-hmm. ENT practice here. And you do sound like you'll have a great complement between you to meet the general ear, nose, and throat issues that all ages, do you see all ages?
All ages, okay. Yep, I asked him on one of my very first days, what is the youngest patient you've seen? And he's like 2 days old.
Oh, wow.
So we will see the spectrum at anybody that has an ear, nose, throat complaint.
And a great team you will be,
yes.
I am sure. What about when you're not working? What are the things that bring you joy in your free time?
Anything outside. I love hiking. I have a big dog that thinks he needs to hike every trail possible.
Oh.
Keeps me on my toes. We ski in the winter a lot, you know, and family has cabin at Lake on Otter Tail Lake, so spend as much time as we can out there. And I really recently have gotten into baking. I just got a sourdough starter, so those poor nurses in ENT are going to have to put up with my baking practicing.
Oh, bummer. I'm sure they're going to be really disappointed.
Right, right.
Feel free to bring any extra samples up here.
For sure, we'll do.
Oh, that's awesome. Downhill skiing or cross-country skiing?
Both.
Both.
Yeah, I did cross-country in high school.
Okay.
For the Otters. Yay.
Yay, go Otters.
It was back before we even had, it was preschool club.
Okay.
So we wore all black. But we claimed we were the Otters.
Awesome. Yep. Where's your favorite place to ski?
Oh, Whitefish, Montana. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful
place
out there.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Mm-hmm. Anything else you'd like our listeners to know about you or your practice here at Lake Region?
Yeah, I'm from Fergus, and I will be full-time. Mm-hmm. So my clinic times are open. Mm-hmm. I'll be there all week, and come and see us.
Yeah. Accepting mm-hmm. new patients.
Yes.
Call the general appointment line, 218-739-2221, or of course, check out our website at lrhc.org for more on Randy and connecting with her to get on her mm-hmm. schedule. Again, she and Dr. Karim Najad with a full scope of ENT practice for all ages here at Lake Region. We are so glad that you have decided to continue your career with Lake Region and that you feel so at home here.
Yeah.
Caring for your friends and neighbors in mm-hmm. your new role as an NP. Before you go,
yes,
I always ask if you could give our listeners one health tip. What would you choose to share today?
Yes. With winter and all the cold months fast approaching, the best way to treat nosebleeds is to actually prevent them. So the best thing that you can do to prevent a nosebleed is keep those nasal mucosa moist. Applying Vaseline to the nose 1 to 2 times a day, keeping a cool air humidifier at the bedside keeps the dry air away from the nose. And making sure that the nasal mucosa are nice and moist helps prevent that breakdown of that mucosa that leads to all the nosebleeds.
Mm, so, great tip.
Yeah.
Vaseline once or twice a day, humidifier by your bedside.
Yep.
Prevent the nosebleeds. Randy Wickland, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you for having me.
We're looking forward to having you in our ENT practice here at Lake Region Healthcare along with Dr. Karim Najad. Thanks again for choosing Lake Region Healthcare and for your time this morning to get to know you a little bit better.
Thank you.
Randy Wickland, ENT nurse practitioner at Lake Region Healthcare, joining our medical staff, and Katie Johnson on Apple a Day this morning, reminding you at Lake Region Healthcare, we are here for you always. Have a great day.